Broadcasting worldwide on internet radio.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. It's the Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.
Now, here's Mark and Matt.
Welcome, everyone, to the Refresh Your Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. I hope 2018 is being as kind to you as it is to me. I'm definitely enjoying 2018 so far. I am joined...
It's only 3 days. What?
Hey, I'm just being positive, you know? Just being positive.
Okay, all right.
Don't be hating. Don't be hating.
Yeah, there's not much that can go wrong in 3 days, but just buckle up.
I don't know. It depends if you're a Clemson fan or... You know, what are the other football teams that lost? You had some stuff go wrong.
Yeah. Well, my daughter said that the secret to life is low expectations. So, and everything's up.
Yeah.
You know? So just wake up
every day.
Yeah. Today's going to suck. You know, you wake up like that, then, you know, anything above that, you're a happy guy. So.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we're going to be talking about that, I guess, in some way, in one way or the other. You know, Mark Kohler, my co-host here, bringing in some high expectations for you guys for 2018.
That's right.
But we're going to flop that by the end of the show, hopefully, and get you psyched. I love New Year's. I don't know why. I'm a kind of a goal-setting person. I always have been. So,
yes.
And Mark and I, we get geeked up on this just between the two of us. We love talking about it. And when we meet, we're always doing it and following up with each other. So, Mark, what do we got for today's show?
Yeah, I mean, let me just try to package it up here, and I'll ask all of you to have low expectations, and then you're going to be thrilled by the end of the show.
That's right.
So, really, it's about dialing in your financial and business strategy, just the title of the show. But really, we want to talk about strategic planning. What can you be doing better this year? This is really a touchy-feely show for us. The last few shows have been so technical with the new tax law and legal tips and issues and tax and legal planning. Hey, we want to pump you up. That's okay. Many of our phone calls, Matt, I mean, are motivational in nature.
Yeah, and it takes that mindset to be a self-employed business owner, entrepreneur, investor. I mean, you've got to have that mindset. You got to be, I mean, you're really accountable to yourself. And that takes setting some high standards for yourself, setting goals, and then, you know, working your butt off to get there. So now we got a guest also. Mark, I know you've met with this guest before. I've worked with him too.
Yeah, Donald Kielbasa. He is out of Illinois. He's also a tax lawyer, which is interesting. But he's a martial arts expert, a gold medalist, and has a book out on conquering your dragon, your inner dragon. We'll introduce him properly here in a little bit. But the cool thing about him is he's really about self-improvement and succeeding as a business owner. And so he's got some interesting points to share. I think there's 5 tips from his book, so we'll be talking about that. But I want to reemphasize this again. Folks, everywhere I go, I carry around my strategic plan that I designed with Matt. We talk about our business plans, but it's also got my personal goals in there, my personal financial goals. Many of you know we talk about buying one rental a year, funding your retirement account, funding your HSA, all these little boxes you can check off that will really provide a greater future for you and for us. And so we carry our strategic plan around with us. And this is what we design in early January. Matt and I have already talked about when can we rendezvous in the next 6 weeks? Can we meet in a city? Go to a top golf location, have some food. We'll be talking biz. It's going to be good.
Well, Mark likes to win money from me at top golf. Easy money. He's easy checking money, off some goals there, right there. You know,
build your financial plan. Take Matt golfing and bet money. It's right there.
It's a good time, though. Well, so. Before we get too far in the topic, though, as you guys know, we'd love to give you a quick tax and legal tip. And today's going to be more personal business development, so we want to get you some concrete info which you can use. So I'm going to I'm going to fire away at a legal tip, if you don't mind, Mr. Kohler.
You should go for it. The floor is yours.
All right. Thank you, sir.
A legal tip that you can actually use.
A legal tip where you don't feel like you have to take a shower after.
All right. Well, today's legal tip, I want to talk about closing out your business. Okay? This is I want to go through a couple procedures and things to think about when you close out your business. Now, a lot of clients at year end think, oh, I need to dissolve my company. I'm no longer using it anymore, or I shut down my business, and they think about dissolving the company.
No, they don't think about it. They just quit paying the fee to the state and think it's taken care of, right? Just kind of, oh, it's dead, and you walk away. But that, I have a feeling that's not the tip you're going to give.
That's right. Yeah. That's a don't do. Don't do that. All right, folks. So here's a couple of things, just what you want to do. First, you actually have to dissolve it with the state. So you need to file in, it's called Articles of Dissolution, whether you're an LLC or a corporation, you have to, in every state you got to do this. You have to file these articles that say, hey, I'm no longer doing business. Now, in a lot of states, this is really critical because you have ongoing fees if you don't dissolve. California, they're going to send you an invoice for $800 if you don't dissolve. All right, so that's really critical. Actually, just a little tip yet, get until January 15th for no business activity in California for the prior year. So if you drop the ball and you got a California entity you meant to shut down, you actually have until January 15th, as long as you haven't been doing any business in it in 2018 to avoid that franchise tax. Now, the second thing you need to do, if your company filed the tax return, let's say you were an LLC tax as a partnership, or you had an S corporation, and you were filing a company tax return, when you file that final return for the company, there's a box that needs to be checked that says final return. Okay? You need to close that out on the company return. Otherwise, the IRS is going to send you a nasty letter next year and say, how come you didn't send us another tax return? They don't know what's your final year unless you tell them. So those are the procedures you need to do from a tax legal standpoint. Dissolve with the state. Let the IRS know this is your final return when you file that final tax return.
Yeah, good comments, Matt. And if I can just echo that, it's some people I know, you've walked away from an entity, it was a single member entity, and nothing happened. You didn't get a nasty letter or a bad bill. But that's not the case in every state, and that may not be the situation every time. You may have slipped through the cracks in a particular weird way. So just take a practical effort. Now, this is why we have a company maintenance program. In fact, I'm just going to throw this out, Matt. I didn't even think to say this. Mm-hmm. We have a company maintenance team of four different paralegals headed by Becky Lloyd. They do a fantastic job making sure everybody does their minutes every year, pays their fee to the state, make sure it's in good standing. It's $150 an entity. Done. We've got package deals if you've got a bunch of entities. And these ladies take care of all the little things so you know your entity is in good standing. Well, if you need to dissolve, you just call Becky. Go, hey, Becky, can you have your team make sure I'm closed out by the end of the year? Done. And so this is stuff you can delegate that's very affordable to do so that you don't have big filings and penalties and fees later. And we have a company maintenance special once a year starting here next week in January. So if you're on our newsletter, and we do, again, encourage all of you to make sure you're checking out our newsletter for just a few seconds or minutes every week. It's free. We've been doing it for over 10 years, and it's got deadlines, tips, strategies, videos, articles, and we try to really keep it refreshing to go along with our show title, Refresh Your Wealth. it's a given. Yeah. And so check out the newsletter, and you'll see the special for that company maintenance to get on the plan. So that's another step you can take when you're in this dissolution process.
All right.
I hope that's okay. I just kind of added an amendment to your
We'll send that amendment to committee. We'll see how it does.
Yeah, all this talk of GOP politics. Everybody's sick of it. No more political references. There we go. Okay, well, I'm going to throw down a tax tip.
A tax tip you can actually understand and won't put you to sleep.
A tax tip that could save you thousands.
All right, on the tax tip, and Matt, I will welcome any follow-up comments of yours. In fact, you can even interject during my tip.
Then I'll pay attention, actually.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, you go ahead and feel so inclined to add your 2 cents. So the tip I wanted to talk about was the entertainment expense. Now, folks, this is a big deal. It's really regrettable. There's a entertainment deduction that many of us have been used to for years, this entertainment deduction. For example, now this is not food. Let me just tell you what the prior law was and what the new law is in 2018. This is a big deal. All of you have to listen. You're not going to like this either. I am so sorry. This is Debbie Downer bad news. Womp, womp, womp. Here it is. Prior law. Go out to golf and have lunch. Talk business. Close a deal. Go with your business partner to the spa. Go to a theater show. Go to a baseball game. Do a little snowmobiling. Do a little jet skiing. Go do an activity to while talking business, which is can be very, very productive, and have a meal. Now, the meal was always deductible by 50%, and also the entertainment expense, whatever that may be. One example is Matt Sorensen and I. Two examples, just for fun. We once rented mountain bikes in New York City, mountain biked around Central Park, stopped at a little cafe, had lunch, and we pulled out our strategic plan. Do you remember that, Matt?
Oh, yeah. That was way fun.
Yeah, we had little backpacks, and we pull out our strategic plan. We're sitting at a cafe in Upper Manhattan, just right by the park. Oh, good memories.
Good times.
Another time, we went fly fishing in central Utah and stayed at the Butch Cassidy Inn. Literally, you could look across this field and see Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid's hideout, their hideout, his house that he grew up in. And there's an inn there. And they had these little streams going through the central Utah mountain area where we went fly fishing. And we sat on the back deck, ate these gross sandwiches we could only find at the local gas station. There was no food in that town. Remember that?
It was like bologna, Miracle Whip, and old bread, man. It was the worst.
Yeah, we were roughing it. And we're sitting on these wooden rocking chairs out on this deck with our strategic plan in hand. Again, great memory.
Yeah.
That was at Butch Cassidy Inn. Now, the old law was you got to write off that entertainment expense, 50%, along with the food, those crappy sandwiches we ate, 50%. They weren't even worth writing off 50%. I mean, we should have got 100% write-off for eating those. We deserve more. The new law under the Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017, I guess, because it was signed in 2017, but it takes effect now. The entertainment expense is gone. I hope all of you are sitting down. Some of you might be driving a car and you're going to careen off the side of the road, hit a median. Folks, this is bad news. Now, there's some good things in the tax bill. A lot of you are going to save taxes. Some of you may not save taxes with this new business deduction, and the entertainment expense is gone. So we can go out and write off those sandwiches sitting on the deck of Butch Cassidy Inn or the cafe in New York City after mountain biking. But we cannot write off the cost of the fly fishing guide or the mountain bikes any longer. That entertainment expense is gone. The IRS, I don't know what they did. They lobbied this one hard with the new GOP and House and Senate version, and they said it's been abused for years, which is bull crap. I guess it has been abused, but this is an important part of business, going out and talking, and I'm really sad about it. Now, again, in 2025, we've got to live with this stupid thing for about 7 years. But in 2025, this will phase out and be gone. And we need to lobby hard, all of us, to make sure that that entertainment expense comes back. I'm hoping in 5 or 7 years we're going to get it back. Mm-hmm. It'll be here before you know it. Well, that's my tip, Matt. Anything you want to add to?
Does this mean we don't get to go do Topgolf anymore?
I don't know. See, that's the hard thing. It was a write-off before, but...
I wonder how these businesses are going to be affected. You know, those businesses in the entertainment industry that really targeted corporate and business customers and
Golf courses. Seriously, if I was a golf course, I'd be ticked. I don't know what. Yeah, I think spa, theater tickets, sky boxes.
Oh yeah, professional sports. I mean, those things got to be.
Interesting. This is such a stupid piece of the law. Anyway, I tried. Guys, I want to let you know, Matt and I were representing. We were there for you folks. I was trying to get an opportunity to speak with any senator or House of Representative I could. I asked if I could even testify. Remember, folks, this thing was an expedited process. This wasn't beat up for 6-8 months like Ronald Reagan years. There wasn't a chance for professionals like us to represent you and go and comment on some of these things. And I did talk about this with the senator about the entertainment expense, but he was along for the ride. He wasn't a senior senator in the situation, and we're all along for the ride, Matt. It's a dusty road.
That's right. That's right. So, well, you want to dive in the topic here before we bring on our guest?
Yeah, let's do it. It's time to talk planning. Let's talk about these strategic plans and our plans for the new year.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be helpful. I've got my Moleskin here. I turned on the Moleskins from Mark Kohler. And
now, for those that don't know what a Moleskin is, that's a little tablet paper notebook. They've been around for 100 plus years.
Yeah. You ask your dermatologist. He'll know what a Moleskin is. He'll give you a cream for it. Yeah. I have it right here. This is in my bag that I carry with me every day. When I have a down second, I look at this. You know, when I'm traveling, I'm on a plane, I always look at it. I'm making new notes. I'm checking off, assessing where I'm at. It has my personal goals. I have health goals in here, kind of my fitness and health goals. I have my financial goals. I have the goals between Mark and I, between our business goals in here. And I'm always looking at this, reassessing where I'm at. But there's a lot of detail to this. I just say my financial goals, from things from maxing out retirement accounts, 401ks, doing backdoor Roth IRAs, assess my rental properties, what's the value of those, what's the cash flow I'm getting on them, what debt do I owe left on them, how much is my mortgage payment being paid down per payment I make each payment, so I can look at where I'm going to be next year, what's the income I'm trying to get out of my businesses, what debt do I have that I want to pay down, what debt am I attacking, what's my total net worth, where does this all end up in the grand scheme of things. And as you're thinking about your goals, one thing, the most important thing I want to say is you need to write this down. You need to have a place of information about what you're doing, where you're at right now, and where you're trying to go. And I want to talk about this vision and goal things too. I know Mark speaks about it, and we've done a lot of trainings ourselves on this. But the first thing I just want to say is write it down. Write down where you're at and where you're trying to go. And this is something you're going to be reassessing. And you want to try and find a love for this, actually. I think those who are successful at this really enjoy the process. They find satisfaction in meeting their goals, in assessing where they're at. I know Mark and I both do love that. We actually, it's kind of like a pastime almost. It's a hobby in some ways. I like it. I actually like it. And if you can find that satisfaction, you're going to be much more productive at reaching those goals.
Yeah, and I want to... Yeah. Just the part I'll highlight there is the passion and interest in this. Folks, you can either be a ship without a rudder and just kind of get tossed around in the ocean of life. But those that have a little bit of navigation skills, make a plan, take control of your own ship and your own destiny, life's a little better. Yeah, you're not going to reach all your goals. We know that. We want to set realistic expectations for ourselves. Get back to that point earlier in the show. But we want to have a plan. And life can be so much more rewarding with a plan. So I know when Matt and I, we've met in Vegas before to do a little planning together. And guys, it is dorky. We're not even going to play the tables or go to a show. We seriously just find a corner in one of the hotels where they're playing some good, music. We're just chilling. We pull out we're just rocking it, man. And we're just pulling out our strategic plan. We'll sit there and order food, and we'll sit there for hours and just kind of plan and strategize. But, and maybe that's overkill, but I think it's really important that you find a healthy love and passion, at least to some degree, for planning. Now, step two, I'm just going to say this now. This is right before we get to our guest. Donald's on, we're dialing him in right now as we speak. But I think it's critical that you put together a practical action list. So you've got your goals, you write them down, but then you look at a 3, 6, 9, 12 month, as well as a 3, 5, and 10 year outlook. If I want to be here at the end of the year, what do I need to be doing now in the next 3 months? If I want to be here somewhere in 5 years, where do I have to be next year and the year after that? We'd love to work in reverse. We're huge reversed engineering, goal setting. That's kind of how we look at it. Yep. So.
All right. Well, let's bring in Donald here for a second. Let's bring our special guest out.
All right. Well, I get the honor of introducing Don, and so excited to have him on the show for several reasons. First of all, he's a fellow tax lawyer. So there is another geek out there like me that wanted to get his CPA license at lottery. He was, you know, in for personal, you know, pain and anguish. So he went through the process of becoming a CPA, an attorney. He's practicing real estate, corporate law, estate planning, tax law, just like us out of Illinois. There's plenty of room out there. There's millions of Americans that need another business specialist. So we're grateful.
Don't stop listening, guys. Don't stop listening. Two attorneys and CPAs on one show. We're going to delve into questions like, hey, what's more difficult, the CPA exam or the bar exam? Oh, it's going to be very exciting. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. No, let's not dissuade anyone immediately. Now, what's fun about Donald, and I don't know, if you knew this, but he's also was a CPA at the Big Four accounting firm KPMG, which is where I worked. I was at KPMG until
this
tax
was in
court.
The 70s.
Yeah. So, come on. Right. 90s? Anyway. But the interesting thing about Don in his new book is that he is also a gold medalist in Chinese martial arts. And this has really been the impetus for his book, which we want to talk about today, and that's Discover Your Dragon, 5 Steps to the Victorious Life, How a Teenage Boy Overcame with Kung Fu and Learned Practical Self-Help Lessons at the Shaolin Temple. So we're going to let Don explain that. But the point is here, this couldn't be a better show to talk about the new year and all of us discovering our inner dragon, our ability to better strategize and plan for the new year. He's got 5 tips for us. So, Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. First of all, thank you for allowing me to be on your show with you. And for everybody out there, I want to tell you, Mark and Matt are amazing. In fact, I'm going to give Matt a plug right now. A transaction that we hired Matt to do is closing on Friday, next Friday, this Friday, the 5th. Yeah. And I just wanted to tell you guys, I look up to these two so much. They do an incredible job in business. And the way they've branded, then marketed themselves is something that's just textbook they should teach in a class. Guys, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you here.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, let's call it a wrap. Thanks for coming on, Don.
So, guys, really quick about myself. I was a CPA first. I was at KPMG, went to law school, transferred laterally to a big law firm. In 2008, I won a gold medal for the U.S. Chinese martial arts team. It was a demo sport at the Olympics. After I won gold in Beijing in 2009, I got signed to a big company called Warner Brothers, which I did Mortal Kombat. I did the Batman for the Justice series. I do all the CGI martial arts that you see in all the animated video games out throughout the country. I'm currently in the two biggest fighting franchise video games in the world, Mortal Kombat and the Injustice series. And when I was doing these video games, I would have these long lines of people come for autographs. When they would come to get autographs from me, I realized that so many of the people had serious social and emotional issues. So one of the things that I wanted to do is write a book called Discover Your Dragon, where I translated martial arts principle for character development. Now, I'm not a character development guy. It's not what I do. I was a fighter, 135 pounds. What I did was I teamed up with people who specialized that. For example, Dale Olander, who was at the time was a graduate teacher at UC Berkeley of urban studies. And, you know, I worked with these guys to teach me. I said, how can I touch the consumer and give them a blueprint for success? So what I did was, they kind of laid out a bunch of issues. And I hit certain issues that I felt were really important. And then we're going to talk about your company and how those issues work with your company and to your general audience here.
Well, that's great. So, well, that's exciting, Don. So now I wonder how you find a balance between martial arts and the practice of tax law, or is this just I guess you've been able to mesh the two a little bit with the writing of this book, right?
Absolutely. So I'm an attorney here in Chicago, and on average, I average 50 to 100 transactions a month. If I'm not number one in my industry, I'm number two or three. I go back and forth with a couple guys. And martial arts has really become a blueprint for the way I run business. Also, it's become a marketing and branding tool that I use to get to consumer. Like, a lot of people know that Batman is their attorney.
So let me ask this, so just focusing on the specific topic for today, is in your book, Discover Your Dragon, and also from martial arts, I mean, what can people learn from that can help them in their goal setting for this year and trying to just improve themselves? I mean, what are some of the first things you'd say, here's what you can learn from martial arts and in your book as well?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have my two video volunteers who are on the line with me, and we're going to start with Mr. Mark J. Kohler. Mark J. Kohler, you are going to demonstrate for the audience the ultimate martial arts technique. Are you ready to do so?
Yes, and I'm glad we're not on video, so that'll be good. Okay, so I'm going to do the splits, kind of a Steven Seagal splits right here in my
there sound. There you go, okay, Steven Seagal. Right. So, guys, the first thing, I'm going to start with Matt, then I'm going to go to Mark. Matt, have you ever heard of the word kung fu?
I have.
Do you know what it actually means?
I don't know. It's got to be something deep. It's like something deep.
So kung fu doesn't mean fighting. It means hard work. So it literally translates to hard work. Like, my kung fu fighting, it's because I work hard at fighting, right? So when I tell people, like, you need to work on your kung fu, it's not, I'm not telling you to go work on becoming a better fighter. I'm telling you, if you're a chef, if you're an accountant, like, the first thing people really need to focus in on and hone in on is whatever you decide to do, you have to work hard at it. Mm-hmm. Like, all three people on this phone call could all say that even we got our law degrees, that was hard. But getting your law degrees is essentially meaningless without the follow-up. Yeah. You guys went out and built these practices. You worked your tails off to get where you're at. And one of the things I tell kung fu, your kung fu must be strong.
I like that. Okay, point number one. I want to summarize that. Kung fu must be strong, which is your work ethic. I didn't know that that's what kung fu meant. That's
that's pretty cool.
So I can say I've got some kung fu.
Bam. Okay. Yeah. Number two. You guys can see me, right? You guys can physically see me. So, guys, have you ever heard of the yin and yang symbol?
Oh, yeah. Black and white. That little swirly thing.
Okay. So we're going to test Mark Kohler's math. Let's see how his math is right now,
CPA.
Okay, Mark, in your mind, I want you to make a yin and yang symbol in your mind.
Okay, got it.
On top of the yin and yang symbol, make a second one. Like, there's two little squiggly lines, right? Flip the top one and connect the two. What math symbol did you just make?
Okay, and you said at the top, I'm going to put at the top of the yin and yang circle, I'm going to have two squiggly equal lines?
Yeah, they're like two squiggly lines, right?
Okay.
What would happen if you flipped one over and then you combine the two? You create a number. What's the number?
Ooh, boy. A seven?
It's number eight, right?
Ooh.
What is number eight the mathematical symbol for?
Infinity.
Infinity, exactly.
Okay, I got
Do you know yin and yang? Yin and yang does not mean a balance of opposite. It means balancing coexisting forces. Do you know in martial arts, in every move that we make, we're making the yin and yang symbol?
I didn't know.
That's why we call it martial art and not fighting. Because we're making a number. Even when we choke people, we make the number four. Oops. Sorry. Right? So every move we make has a number behind it. So what I say to people, step two, is balance. And balance never, life doesn't work in extreme opposites. It works in you managing all these different forces. When you guys are managing, like, your clients and the people who you work with, you know, Matt, when you dealt with me and, you know, my team here in Chicago, you had to balance, like, a multi-million dollar transaction, you know, acquisition. You had to balance this self-directed IRA issue. You had to balance the fact that Chicago has different laws from where you're at. Mm-hmm. So life is all about, life is never so straightforward as black and white. There's this weird gray area that you're always working with, and you just have to be comfortable with it.
Okay. And well, Matt, I know you got a thought. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, so, okay, we got the kung fu, hard work, whatever goals you're setting, whether it's business, personal, financial, health, I don't care what it is, you have to have hard work. Mm-hmm. I know in everything we're doing, we're trying to find balance. I think one thing people do is they burn out. Think of people with weight loss, they've been eating terrible, they haven't been working out, and all of a sudden they're like, I'm going to work out every day, and I'm going to eat only vegetables now. And it's like, no, you're not. You weren't doing anything. You got to work up to some of these things. And yep. I think a lot of it's mindset, and we can talk about that too. But you need to find balance in how you're doing things. And I think the one thing I would recommend people do is look to improve themselves. Look at where you want to be as a goal, but you're not going to be there tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. Yeah. Even you gotta
cheers.
You gotta work to it.
Yeah, and that's Don, good can coaching. I add to this? Yeah, and tell me what you think of this too, Don. I think as you think of balance, I think of schedule. When you wake up in the day, you've got to find balance between a little bit of exercise, a little bit of downtime, maybe a lot of work, but finding a balance throughout the day that you're not killing yourself day after day and burning out emotionally or physically or spiritually or intellectually. Don, what do you think? How does your schedule play into that when you're thinking about this balance?
You know, scheduling is so important. And I'm sorry, I have to say this. Do you mind? Mark, Matt, what do you know what I love about you two? I have never met anyone like you guys. And I want to tell you something that you guys do that is magical. Like I meet so many people, guys. I generate about 2,000 hits a day online. And the thing that I just love about you two is no one knows how to take these complicated subjects and just break it down into such a simple deliverable for your consumer like you two. I've never met anyone like you guys. That's what I love about you two. Okay, now getting to you.
Scheduling. We're not paying for this, by the way. We're not paying for this. Just want to let you know.
No.
We can dumb anything down. Yeah, we can dumb anything down.
Like everybody in the audience, I get nothing for saying this. These two guys just are very good at what they do, and it brought out a lot of respect for me. And to answer your question, scheduling is incredibly important, Mark. And I want to address something that Matt said, and then we're going to go full circle with Mark's issue. Matt, have you ever heard of the word Tai Chi?
Yes.
Do you know what it means?
No, but I've seen the people in the park doing hard work.
So you don't actually call it Tai Chi, right? Okay. Like Chicago, it's pronounced differently. Chicago in Chinese is translated Jijagu. Jijagu is Chicago. So no one in China or Korea say Tai Chi. They say Tai Chi Xuan. Tai Chi Xuan. Tai Chi Xuan translates to the supreme martial art. And the reason why they call it the supreme martial art, it is your health. It deals with your health. Tai Chi, when we're doing this, it's the same movements you do in yoga, right? You do your internal. So, because health is the supreme thing in your life. Without it, nothing else works. Mark, to get to your point about scheduling is incredibly important. When I was a monk in the Shaolin Temple, now mind you, I was an actual monk, shaved head and all that good stuff. Like, I didn't go to the surrounding schools. I was training with the Lohan.
I feel like I'm talking to Brad Pitt in the movie, what was that, where he did everything. I love it. Okay, keep rolling.
The Lohan, they get up at 4:30 a.m. and they work out. After they work out, they go to eat. After they eat, they go to this incredibly tough regimen of language translation, mathematics, engineering. Like, martial arts, the reason why martial arts is so huge in the Shaolin Temple is, do you guys know Shaolin is one of the biggest orphanages in the world?
Huh. I didn't know that.
So think about it. There, you got a big orphanage. How do you get all these kids to work out synchronized martial arts? They don't need anything except bodies, right? Yeah. So one of the reasons why there's so many martial artists is, back in the day there was a one child rule in China, and if you violated that rule, you got a below the line tax penalty, right? Wow. So a solution was these orphanages, and a lot of people became martial arts monks from that. Right.
Wow.
And it was really interesting when you start thinking about like the way you actually do it and break down your schedule. My wife, who's like 100% American, and I have this ongoing joke. I was at a big law firm in Korea, but they didn't make blonde-haired, green-eyed Iowa girls in Korea, so I had to come here. But you know, we always talk about scheduling, and life is crazy, and you can't make big leaps and bounds. It's little incremental improvements.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. I am all for the one teenager rule, not the one child rule.
So God bless you.
If you can implement that, you're dollars ahead. Okay, Matt, you want to say something?
Yeah, a monk. Jeez, I mean, I gotta get a new bucket list, man.
You don't want to be a monk, dude. you know, it's not okay.
No, this guy, I love Jesse Itzler. He wrote Running with Seal. That book is a really cool book. By the way, that's a good book if you want a quick and easy read that is like will kind of motivate you. But he just went and became a monk for like a month or two. But one thing I
repeat
like
the about, title of that book. Repeat the title.
Living with Seal. Sorry, Living with Seal. Yeah, Jesse Itzler. It was a New York Times bestseller. Huge book. He's a really interesting guy. But on schedule, I want to hit this with the monk. I think a lot of people, you know, you're trying to do a lot, and as I said, looking at your goals. And I was kind of saying I have goals in different categories. I have fitness and health goals. I have financial goals. I have business goals. I have goals with my family and my kids. I mean, I have all these different categories of goals that I'm working at. And it can become overwhelming. But one thing you do, and I actually learned a lot from Mark, is and when Mark says scheduling, man, that guy means it. He is like, he's a machine at what he can accomplish. And it makes me feel like a wimp. And so I'm like, man, I can do this. You just got to schedule it. And you really do. And so when I look at like my fitness goals, I was like, when am I going to work out? When you said 4:30, my alarm when I work out in the morning, it's set at 4:45. I mean, I'm
nice.
You know, because that's the only time I can get up to do it. And you know what? I ride a bike in the morning with friends. There'll be 30 guys out there by 5:30. You know, everybody's out riding. And because all of us, we're working. We've got all these other goals, all these other priorities in our lives. And that's when you can actually get it done. Now, I don't do that every day, but I, you know, 2 to 3 times.
Your kung fu is very good.
Yeah. but it comes down to scheduling because you have to, that health and fitness, that just wouldn't happen. That's the only time it's going to happen for me.
Yeah, and so, gotta schedule it.
And so you do have to schedule those things, whether it's a book too. You know, when I was writing my book and people think, you know, and we've all each written a book before, that's something that's on top of everything else you're trying to do. Where do you schedule that? You've got to schedule it. You've got to find room to do it. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. And that people ask me, how did you write the book? I scheduled it. I had a day of the week. I always wrote, and I committed to it.
Yeah. I love it. By the way, I'm going to plug Matt. Matt's book is amazing, guys. This is from a guy who doesn't do what he does. His book is good.
Hey, you know what? I'm sick of this. Don just keeps plugging everything good about Matt. I'm not getting any love over here. What's going on?
Mark, you know
I screw up a math equation.
No, Mark. I'm serious. I do. I followed you for a really long time before we met, and I went out of my way to actually meet you. And here's something that I've learned from Mark. So I was like, a lot of your business model is something that I hope to grow into. So I was at a big firm, a big prestigious firm, corner office, all that stuff, and I was absolutely miserable. And I just didn't like the corporate culture. I broke off and, you know, started my own firm. But for like the first 2 years, I'm really good at marketing. So it was really easy for me to get like people in the door. But the problem I had was an execution. And one of the things I really love about Mark and his team is the way your system is delegated and the way your team executes. I think you guys did an LLC for one of my clients. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, you had some girl, I forgot her name. She was boom. She was on it. Right. We knew that you guys were doing it and all this stuff. And Mark, your system is great because you have people that you delegate it to and you've turned them into mini experts at their respective field. So, you know, something that you've done well.
Thanks, Don. Well, that is kind of you. And I'm glad I solicited a compliment. That's well worth it. Now, Don, okay. Now, we're running out of time here. So everybody, you're going to have to go out and buy this book. It's on Amazon, of course, and 5 tips that you're going to have to absorb. It's a great book. But give us another one, Don. If, you know, working hard, balance, this Tai Chi, this inner health. What else? Let me pose the question. If you are trying to help someone reach their goals for the upcoming year, and maybe they've struggled. We've all struggled at following through. What else would you recommend they do?
Okay, so here, it was interesting. I was having dinner about 2 weeks ago with the CEO of this really big, fancy corporation that you see on the New York Stock Exchange. And he sits me down and he goes, "Don, do you know you have two sets of clients?" And I said, "Really? What is it?" He was like, "You have your customers and you have your employees. Your employees are your clients that you need to create environments that they like." I was kind of blown away by this. And we implemented a coaching system within internally within our law firm to kind of like work with, you know, our employees. And one of the guys who I sat down, he was kind of one of my guinea pigs, beta fish, whatever you want to call them. And we're sitting there and I started talking to him about the yin and yang thing and how every move in martial arts has yin and yang. Mm-hmm. I said, "Listen, I really need to know two things about you. I really need to know what your hard skill is and what your soft skill is." Historically, the practice of law, if you came out with a law degree, there were just not enough lawyers that if you were a lawyer and you set up shop, you did relatively well, like back in the 70s and 80s. Yeah. As the market became oversaturated with too many attorneys with the same hard skill, your soft skill became incredibly important, right? So like Mark, your comedy is great, right? That's one of your soft skills that like really, no, you're
Thank
very
you,
entertaining.
I
sat through one of your seminars, like it was a tax seminar. And, you know, as a guy who took the CPA when it was in writing, I can say I was relatively consistently on edge at your seminar as far as, like, you know, absorbing the content. And it was just funny. It was a fun experience, right? And that's your
soft skill.
Like, your soft skill was that spearhead that you use to have people grasp your hard skill. So one of the last things that I would like to leave everybody with is really identify what your hard skill is. You know, Mark's hard skill is tax code. Matt's hard skill is, you know, self-directed IRAs. And then use this soft skill, whatever it is, right? I happen to be the ninja from Mortal Kombat that rips people's spines out, right?
Yeah.
And your kids watch me, right?
Is that the finish him? Is that your movement, the finish him on Mortal Kombat?
I do a lot of those, yeah. So it was
good
funny.
Enough.
Incidentally, I was discovered from Warner Brothers through a YouTube video. So,
wow.
You know, those things actually work.
Wow.
Actually work.
So cool.
Midway was a company that was big into arcade games in the 90s. They went bankrupt. Warner Brothers came in and bought the intellectual property. They carved out the intellectual property of Mortal Kombat to where WB came in, and I was one of their guys that they, you know, had to do the martial arts. But bottom line, everybody out there, identify what your hard skill is, the thing that you want to deliver to market, and then figure out what your soft skill is. And that soft skill is kind of the way that you like get people in the general audience to grasp onto the hard skill. Mark's soft skill is comedy. He just connects to people, and, you know, heck, man, I was sitting there, I was laughing. I was like, you know, what was it, taxmatch.com? I was like, I was rolling out of my chair with that one.
Well, you know, if you want to subscribe, we'll hook you up, taxmatch.com.
God bless you.
We'll find the perfect tax write-off for you. No, you're so kind. That's nice of you. And I love what you're talking about because as you look at your goals for the year, you've got to figure out how you're going to accomplish it and how do you differentiate yourself? How do you make yourself? And which is probably another way to say it. And, you know, what's that soft skill that just allows you to take it to the next level? I love it. So
absolutely. Guys, one of the things that I want to like leave with you guys is to all the audience members out there. I'm kind of a competitor of these guys, and they're taking these compliments from a person who is a competitor of theirs. I love what they do, and I respected what they did so much that I went out of my way to really get to know them. Guys, nothing. I don't really need anything from you guys, but I just want to tell you guys are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing, and you're an inspiration to all of those out there.
Oh, yeah, you're so kind. And don't think you're getting away that easy because there are so many clients in the country starving for the information that you're sharing, Don, that we're sharing. Our podcast is growing leaps and bounds. We're so grateful to many of our listeners out there today that will share this on their social media and just text it to someone and share the show, whether it's Stitcher or iTunes. But there's a lot of people in the Chicago greater area that need someone that they can go meet with face-to-face or over the phone or around the country. I know you're building a big practice, and we're grateful to know you. We're excited for what you're trying to accomplish. So how do people get a hold of you? What? How can they reach you? What are you doing?
The best way they can reach me is online, www.chicagorealestateatty.com. We have 7 full-time attorneys. But, guys, I'm 3 years old. In 3 years, I went from a guy with a laptop and printer. I walked out of a big office, and in 3 years, I have 7 full-time people. I'm number one or number two, depending on what day of the week you catch me in my respective field. And I'm really there to help, you know, just help people and do what I can to deliver the appropriate content of information to people. And
that's great. No, that's great. So Chicago Real Estate, ATTY.com. All right.
Yeah. Well, Mark, one of these days you're going to have to break down like this whole like, you know, Trump tax mortgage interest versus the new AMT, who's going to get hurt, how it's going to affect real estate prices around this.
Yeah, that's tricky. It's crazy. Man, if I could understand the AMT, I will have, you know, solved world hunger. So,
bless you.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Come back to AMT next.
Yeah, I'll do that next. Well, thank you so much, Don, again, for joining us. You've been a pleasure. We will have you back. And I know you've got a big plan and a new book series coming out. Yep. We want to be informed about that. We'll have you out, help you with your new launch. So, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Hey, cheers, guys. I got to get back to changing diapers, okay?
All right. I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Take care.
That's some goal setting there. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. Do you want to make some final comments, Mark, on vision or goal setting or planning for the year?
I will say this in my book, What Your CPA Isn't Telling You, because I really feel this is something your CPA should be helping you do each year when they prepare your return, is talking about your goals, helping you build a strategic plan. I have as an appendix in that book on how to build a strategic plan. I've got videos on this in my tax and legal library at markjkohler.com and multiple articles on the blog that you can, of course, access through refreshyourwealth.com. So I want to encourage all of you, make the goal to go out and buy one of those Moleskins that Matt's carrying around, a daytimer book, some sort of something. I think having a calendar in print is, we got to get back to that. Things can get lost on your phone and on your digital device. I like to carry around a little paper in my bag that I can open anywhere, anytime, and get a visual of my year and my plan. And I want to encourage everybody to write your strategic plan for the year. That would be my encouragement for the group.
Here's what I want to leave people with, and this is what I do and what I fell in love with. I learned this from my wife. She got this training from Lululemon. By the way, they make great men's clothing.
Yes, they do.
Also, great yoga pants. So I hear. But set a vision for yourself, okay? And do this in 10 years. And think about this. Where do you want to be in 10 years? Who are you with? What are you doing? Now, if you think of your life in 10 years, like really what you want, what is going to make you happy, then think, how do I get there? And this is where all this goal setting comes in. How do I get to be in 5 years? Where do I get to be next year? And if you think of it in 10 years, that's enough time to really accomplish something big and to get somewhere where all of us can find satisfaction and happiness. But then work backwards from that, as we mentioned earlier. Set your goals and think about this in categories. I'm not talking about your career goals or your financial goals, or your fitness goals, or your family goals. I'm talking about all of them. Have a category for each one of these things, and that all comes together in where you want to be and what your vision is for 10 years out. And, that's what I want people to think about. That's what I love doing. My wife does it herself. I know Mark's done it. Mark's even taught a lot about that in his wealth transformation workshops or his the Mark J. Kohler workshops, whatever you're calling them now.
Yeah, it's a cool name, whatever you want to call it. No, Matt, that's a great take. I love the 10-year goal, and it's a lot of fun. So, well, thanks, everybody, for listening. A little longer show than usual, more touchy-feely than usual. Hopefully some of you found some really good takeaways. And we're not going anywhere. In our newsletter this coming week, I've actually got a couple strategic planning videos and articles that you'll see in the newsletter. Please get over to refreshyourwealth.com. Want to thank everyone out there that gives us a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. If you send us a little email with a cut and paste of what the review you left, one of our staff will send you a copy of our book for free. We're still doing that. We may stop doing that someday soon. I'm running out of books. No, but we've got a lot of 5-star reviews. We're grateful for that. And please share the show with your friends and neighbors and family. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Refresh Your Wealth.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.